The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got a show of shows for you today. I'm going to play some audio. it's over the top. Just this last week, friends, I had some people actually call me up and say, hey, listen, and email me, say, hey, we want to be a part of what's going on out there in North Carolina. And I said to him, yeah, it's interesting. When I was out on the East Coast, I noticed that's what they were highlighting, the transgenders, the mentally ill, the sodomites, which is a violation of every state statute in the United States of America. They want to go ahead and just have their way. In other words, men can use women's bathrooms and women can use men's bathrooms. Folks, this is by design to bring about confusion. And really what it is, friends, again, is it's attacking your sovereignty, your foundations, to upend who you are, to give more authority over to the government to control your lives. If you haven't noticed, friends, the more immoral the people become in this country, the more you'll find that government wants control. And if you think that's way out there, friends, I want to let you know it's not. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, they're telling on themselves. And it's also interesting to note who's behind what's going on out there in North Carolina. It's interesting to note who's behind the homosexual agenda and homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. This is called daring the justice of God. And again, friends, just a reminder, rest assured you're going to get a response. Just hold your horses. It's coming. Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, going to the gender neutral bill in none other than Charlotte, I want you to know, outside of Nikki Haley, the governor out there, the Republican hopeful, just to show you again, there's no difference between the right and the left in this country, friends, Republicans and or Democrats. There's folks, conservatism has no meaning anymore, neither does Christianity. They've lost their spiritual bearings, per se. And interestingly enough, we have Nikki Haley who said that she was willing to open the door for these men that want to use the women's bathrooms. This is the governor of the state saying that. I'm going to share with you in just one moment to get you up to speed, friends, as to who's behind this trans bathroom charge in Charlotte. I don't think anybody's going to be really surprised as to who it is or what this individual's about, but I'll tell you what, it's going to blow the cover off of what's going on and who's behind it. Now, let me bring the two pass together so you can understand how the government is responsible. It's the government in this country, corrupt government, that's attacking the American people. Now, remember, good government, when it was established through the Revolution by the likes of John Adams, he was the one that said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So what kind of government's taken over? One that, well, sanctions murder of the innocent in the womb. Now they're beginning to try to tell you that men can marry men and women can marry women, folks. And isn't it it interesting once again, who's trying to bring more control in, and they're trying to tell you what you can talk about and what you can't talk about. Folks, that is un-American, and it's unconstitutional, therefore it's illegal, and it's null and void. It's time to stand up, America, and fight for the rights that God has bestowed upon you, because those that claim to be something doesn't necessarily mean that they're good because they're in, well, the guise of government or in a representative position in this country. Matters not. They're breaking the law. You know what? You are the law. You need to drop judgment upon their heads and establish righteousness by bringing forth judgment upon their heads, Article 2, Section 4. Now, let me go over to Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission by none other than the criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama. I want you to listen carefully as to what she said. And by the way, Chai Feldblum is one of the 225 lesbians, homosexuals, and transgenders, radicals, that have been appointed to governmental positions in your country to attack those that would oppose their every unlawful step. Listen to what she said. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest. So who's behind it, friends? Government is. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. For gay people, all 1.7% of them in the United States of America that are being used to upend your sovereignty to give way to a foreign enemy. Oh, yes, I said it, and I meant it. Now, let's go over to the leader of the trans bathroom charge in Charlotte's... Who is he? Well, I'll tell you who he is. His name is Severance Chad Eugene, Severance Chad E, Severance Turner Chad. He keeps changing his name, friends. There's a reason for this. Severance Eugene, Severance Chad E again, Severance Chad. These are his aliases, friends. Severance Chad Eugene. Huh. Well, who is this guy? He's a sex offender. He's a sex offender, friends. He's a pedophile. In 1998, Severance worked as a youth minister and in that capacity, allegedly, notice the word allegedly, friends, lured younger men to his apartments from his youth group, friends, to spend the night where Severance showed them illegally pornography and tried to talk them into having homosexual sodomy sex. One boy testified that he woke up to find Severance fondling him, molesting him. Severance was convicted on one charge of sexual molestation of a minor, friends. Interesting to note as well, friends, is the news outlets are bought and paid for and controlled in North Carolina as well, because we find that network media outsource will not expose this individual as a sex offender. And by the way, if you'd like to do a Google search, he will pull up. Mr. Chad Severance will pull up as a sex offender. How come the state-controlled narrative is not there to expose him for his crimes against children, friends? Because it's government behind us attempting to implement it. And if you think that's way out there, friends, what about the ICE investigation that Brian Bender broke through the Boston Globe about 6 or 7 years ago concerning the ICE investigation into the Pentagon of the United States of America, namely the Defense Department of the United States, where they found out that 5,000 members were actually downloading child pornography. Who's behind what's going on? Let me ask you something, friends. Who's attacked you more than the United States government since September 11th? Nobody. Nobody has. And folks, who's trying to implement the homosexual agenda to upend your sovereignty? Corrupt government officials are, that are all being used as useful idiots, working for useful idiots, working for useful idiots, and it keeps going on and on and on, because they're all going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. I just don't want them taking us with them.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, along with sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1, double E, or you can go over to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. There's about 345,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate you. We really do. And for those that are listening for the first time to the Sons of Liberty, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Going over to that, from this, over to that, from that to that, to this to that. The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. That would be the founder of the Salvation Army at the turn of the century, friends, William Booth. How prophetically right, spot on could a man be? He nailed it, did he not? I want to jump over and play some more audio for you. This audio just happens to be American News Network, two nights ago, where they were discussing Obama's surge of Muslim Syrian refugees into the United States. Well, interestingly enough, friends, there's a media blackout. What could possibly be going on? But friends, if he wants to go ahead and fundamentally transform America, I can safely say that over 318 million people have allowed him to do it over the last 7 3/4 years, right? Well, that's a fact, because it doesn't make sense, but it makes perfect sense, because the society that dies and the earmarks of a dying society are always apathetic and lethargy, friends, and here we are today. And by the way, can I add the word tolerance? Check this out. This is news that you will get nowhere else except on American News Network. Listen carefully.
Phase 3 now, the Muslim invasion of America and the Obama surge. Both are underway under a virtual news blackout from the mainstream media. 10,000 Muslim immigrants are being brought here into your neighborhoods over the next several months. That's hundreds per week, and these are the top four states receiving the greatest numbers of immigrants from Muslim countries and cultures: Michigan, California, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. But this is only the beginning. Other states will be targeted.
Is it true that the screening process is being expedited for the number of refugees who are coming in from Syria?
Well, I know that there has been an effort to put additional resources behind this effort that could make the process move more quickly, but I'd refer you to both the State Department and DHS for an update on that. I am confident in telling you that in no scenario would the standards be weakened.
The goal was still 10,000 by the fiscal year.
That is still the goal.
How do you think the president would explain to Mrs. Merkel about his inability to have that happen here in the United States when Germany's taken in close to, I think, maybe a million people?
Well, again, I think the president, when he travels to Germany, will be prepared to tell her that he's prepared to meet the goal.
He's prepared to meet the goal. Hang on a second here, Sam. He's prepared to meet the goal. This is the clown that plays the stooge for the criminal in the White House, Josh Earnest. Friends, he's stonewalling. He said, knowing all the well what's going on over in Germany and in France, while those countries are being plundered, children are being raped, wives are being, women are being raped, men are being raped and killed, churches are being plundered. He said that when he goes over there, he'll be able to tell him that, listen, we're going to meet the quota. We're going to get him in, regardless if you like it or not. I mean, they're trying to give the thumbs up like everybody's behind him, when in fact everybody's against them. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment as well. But folks, it shows you who's behind what's going on here globally. Isn't it interesting that he's going to Germany now and France? And again, friends, I've shared with you in the past, and I'll tell you again, Americans, your president is giving orders to the French and the Germans to take these people in to plunder those countries. And you need to understand that this isn't a game, because I was told yesterday, as a matter of fact, just to add on to that, by my attorney yesterday, I was talking to him, he's a friend of mine, and he said, you know, this administration is doing everything but shooting at the people. Well, the fact of the matter is they're already shooting at the people. And the American people stand back and act like this is a third world dictator that's doing what he's doing to your country. Sam, go ahead and finish that off, please. Thank you.
It might be a little embarrassing to not be able to get 10,000 people into your country.
But Ron, I'm not willing to say that we're not going to hit the goal.
We're going to hit the goal, he said.
Obama has figured it all out. He's speeding up the process. It's happening so fast that we, the people, can't keep track of what is happening. And what is happening is a silent, government-sponsored invasion of this country by uncivilized people who largely do not assimilate and will not adhere to our customs and culture. This is the coup de grace of the Obama fundamental transformation. Joining.
Well, now there you have it, friends. Remember what Ben Franklin said, though. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance, friends, the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And so it is for the American people. Now what I want to do, friends, I want to jump over really quick, and I know that there's a lot of gloom and doomers out there. I don't preach that message because it's not in my heart. I have hope, and because I have the hope that Christ has put in me and the faith that he's put in me, that I work out my own salvation with fear and trembling, because I believe personally that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. That's why I'm a part of fighting the good fight of faith, as it tells us in the book of Timothy. But I want to go over here because I think you need to understand how prophetically spot on that we are in this country. And I know for the most part, we've been talking about this over the last week, friends. I'm going to get up to that in just a moment here, how the pulpits in America, they're not preaching the word of God in any sense of the word. Nope, I know that. I understand that. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio, because I'm giving you what the word says, the sure words of prophecy, which are in Scripture. I want you to understand what it says, and I want you to understand prophetically where you are today. Okay, so let's jump over to Deuteronomy 28 before we jump to the next topic. Verse 14 and 15. After the 15 blessings are given to the church, the people, the children of Israel, God's fighter, that's what it's defined out to be. After he labels and he identifies, Moses did, the 15 blessings to an obedient people, he then goes to a disobedient people and he said, these curses will be upon you. This is what it says, Deuteronomy 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Okay? Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if you will not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So we're jumping from Deuteronomy 28, 14 and 15 up to 36. Now I want you to listen carefully because it doesn't get any better than this, friends. This is where we're at today. The Lord shall bring thee as a part of a curse to a disobedient people that will not keep his commandments. As a matter of fact, in America, they don't even know him, right? But interestingly enough, Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, the Lord shall bring thee and your representative president in this country, it says king, but we don't have a king in this country, which thou shalt set over you unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. Now, I want to let you know at the beginning of the week, I'd highlighted some of this. I also want to let you know that I've told you in the past, friends, what's coming down the road. Did I physically know it? Nope. I knew it within my heart, and I know when the Lord begins to lead me, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are the sons of God. I know that we're onto something and we're catching up to something. But he always puts us ahead of the game here. You do realize, America, that Barack Hussein Obama is doing everything within his power to give your sovereignty, as I've said, over to the United Nations just this last week. Right? The Lord shall bring you, you disobedient people, this curse, that the president, your representative government, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Going to verse 43 really quick, Deuteronomy 28. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Huh. Verse 49, to a disobedient people, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue that you shall not understand. Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Does this sound like this is lining up for what's going on concerning the Muslim invasion? Hey, folks, you wouldn't have a Muslim invasion if you would keep the commandments of the Lord. That's really the bottom line. And now look at you, sympathized with a victim mentality that means to attack you at every given turn, namely the Sodomites. And guess who's on the heels of the Sodomites? Sharia law. Hey, folks, when are you going to wake up to that one? I'm not being facetious. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. The homosexuals are being used to give way to your enemies. And because of that, you're under the judgments of God. Be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. Again, friends, I'm not being facetious. I'm just really bent on what's going on in our country. This next audio that I'm going to play for you will explain to you why I do high schools and colleges, why I have been fighting for our posterity who has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's over the top, and I'm going to let it go ahead and express itself as to what I can't exactly get across to you. That's how bad this is. This is the Family Policy Institute on Washington. And this is an individual going around talking to college students. And I want you to remember, friends, that this is the fruit of the older generation who just blew it off, or they just dropped their kids off at the public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of Article 10. Now, these are also the college students that are being raised up by burnt communist hippies, which departed wickedly long ago from our God, and that being the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I want you to also understand that wisdom is justified by her children. And it also tells us, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. So let's go ahead and take a listen as to what exactly has been put into them, because I want to see what's harvesting now. This is crazy stuff. Check this out.
A lot of talk about identity lately, but how far does it go? And is it possible to be wrong? We went to the University of Washington to find out.
Are you aware of the debate happening in Washington State around the ability to access bathrooms, locker rooms, spas based on gender identity and gender expression?
I think people should be able to have access to the facility.
I think bathrooms could and potentially should be gender neutral because there doesn't need to be a classification for differences.
I think people definitely should have the ability to go into whichever locker room they want.
I feel like at least public universities should do their best to accommodate for those who do not have a specific gender identity.
You know, whether you identify as male or female and whether your sex at birth is matching to that, you should be able to utilize the resources.
So if I told you that I was a woman, what would your response be?
Good for you. Okay. Like, yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'd be like, what? Really?
I don't have a problem with it.
I'd ask you how you came to that conclusion.
If I told you that I was Chinese, what would your response be?
I mean, I might be a little surprised, but I would say, good for you. Like, yeah, be who you are.
I would maybe think you had some Chinese ancestor.
I would ask you how you suddenly came to that conclusion and why you came to that conclusion.
I would have a lot of questions, just because on the outside I would assume that you're a white man.
If I told you that I was 7 years old, what would your response be?
I wouldn't believe that immediately.
I probably wouldn't believe it, but I mean, it wouldn't really bother me that much to go out of my way and tell you no, you're wrong. I'd just be like, oh, okay, he wants to say he's 7 years old.
If you feel seven at heart, then then so be it. Yeah, good for you.
So if I wanted to enroll in a first grade class, do you think I should be allowed to?
Probably not, I guess. I mean, unless you haven't completed first grade up to this point and for some reason need to do that now.
If that's where you feel, like, mentally you should be, then I feel like there are communities that would accept you for that.
I would say so long as you're not hindering society and you're not causing harm to other people, I feel like that should be an okay thing.
If I told you I'm 6 feet, 5 inches, what would you say?
That I would question.
Why?
Because you're not. No, I don't think you're 6 feet.
If you truly believe you're 6'5", I don't think it's harmful. I think it's fine if you believe that. It doesn't matter to me if you think you're taller than you are.
So you'd be willing to tell me I'm wrong?
I wouldn't tell you you're wrong.
No, but I say that I don't think that you are.
I feel like that's not my place as like another human to say someone is wrong or to draw lines or boundaries.
No, I mean, I wouldn't just go like, oh, you're wrong. Like, that's wrong to believe in it. Because, I mean, again, it doesn't really bother me what you want to think about your height or anything.
So, I can be a Chinese woman.
You
this gets thick, friends.
Sure.
But I can't be a 6'5" Chinese woman.
Yes.
If you thoroughly debated me or explained why you felt that you were 6'5", I feel like I would be very open to saying that you are 6'5", or Chinese, or a woman.
It shouldn't be hard to tell a 5'9 white guy that he's not a 6'5 Chinese woman. But clearly it is. Why? What does that say about our culture? And what does that say about our ability to answer the questions that actually are difficult?
Friends, there is fruit of the lack of wisdom from the older generation that has raised up this harvest, this crop of useful idiots. Communists, programmed little communists doing what they're told to do, thinking what they're only taught to think, saying what they're taught as to what they can say and what they can't say. You know what's sick about this whole thing, friends? Is the fact that they accept everything. They accept everything that this man, the scenarios that he brought forth, they accept every single one of them except the truth. They accept every scenario that he laid on them except for what God says about it. They accept everything, friends, except what's right in front of their faces. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hey, folks, this was a random questionnaire. This is what I deal with in public schools. I remember doing a college out in North Carolina. I spoke to all the professors there, that's what they want to call themselves, and that's what they're labeled, of course. And folks, asking the professors the most basic questions, there's about 75 of them in the class. I asked them just simply, what form of government's been given unto us? Every single professor in that college agreed with what the president was telling them, that we are a democracy. We're not a communist nation, friends. We're a constitutional republic. But if they can't answer the simplest of questions, just keep in mind, these are the ones that are getting paid by the students to dummy them down even further than they have been dummied down. Let me go back to Deuteronomy 28. But it shall come to pass, if you shall not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all these commandments and statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee. Going to Deuteronomy 28, verse 52, just showing you prophetically as to where you are to a T. The Bible tells us in verse 52, Deuteronomy 28, and he shall besiege thee, a slow takeover, in all thy gates. Listen to the specifics. Until thy high and fenced walls, the southern border, don't forget about the northern border, friends, comes down, wherein you trusted throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given them. That's where you're at today, friends. You're under the perfect judgments of God. That's where America is at today. Because they want to just keep ignoring the obvious. They want to just keep ignoring what's right in front of their face. Because they want someone else to do for them what God has commanded them to do. Isn't it interesting how many people talk about how they serve Jesus, yet that's all they serve is themselves? I see it all the time. They serve themselves. As long as they got a little Jesus in the mix, they feel that they're justified in the sight of God. Yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. It's when you seek him with your whole heart will you find him, Jeremiah 29:11-13. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added unto you. Not until then. All week, friends, what we have been talking about on the radio show. On Monday, we talked of the fear of God. Again, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness. They walk in the countenance of the Most High God. We talked of the character of God and how he is a judge. Psalm 97, for example. Psalm 89. Psalm 9:16, friends. Psalm 97 says, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. He said right after that, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Read Proverbs 6 when you get a moment, friends. That tells you what's right and wrong in the sight of God. What's acceptable and what's unacceptable. What is righteousness and what is sin before a holy God. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You just listened to those that were going to be in governmental positions in your country in the next 5 years. You think you're in trouble now, friends? You haven't seen nothing yet. America, all 318 million of you, you have a responsibility and an obligation to respond to what's going on. But for some reason or another, you excuse yourself as to allow these burnt hippies called professors that are still high on PCP, that are nothing short of a bunch of communists, indoctrinating your kids to literally hate God. And what is the history of the man that hates God? He doesn't have one. His history ends him up in hell as to where he belongs. So why are we in trouble, friends, right? Why are we in trouble? Because we have left off our God. On Tuesday, we talked about how God judges sin. folks, we talk about how God, hey, listen, sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer you're going to want to stay. And I'll tell you what, if you remain in your sin, you're going to die in it, and you know where you're going. Nobody warned of hell more than Jesus Christ himself did. Or the fire's quenched. It's never quenched, friends. And the worm never dies. 54 times. Tuesday, we talked about how God judges sins. Hophni and Phinehas, Eli. What happens when the church disobeys? Those nations are judged. That's why America's being judged today, because over 300,000 pulpits stand down when they should be standing up right now. We talked about how Ananias and Sapphira were judged for lying to the Holy Ghost. We talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. Why were they judged? Because of what you're tolerating today, America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We were talking about how on Tuesday we were talking about how God does judge sin. He's not to be played with in that fashion, friends. We were talking about how Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to the Holy Ghost when Peter asked him a question. God struck him dead. Talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. What is the American people doing? They're tolerating those that are daring the justice of God. And a little leaven at the whole lump, and the foxes spoil the vine. I don't know why you tolerate that which is illegal in this country, friends. That law applies to all of us. And we're subject, every single one of us, regardless of who you think you are, we are under God's moral law. And that law is always perpetual. It's always at work, friends. And then on Wednesday, we talked of the modern myth of how God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I shared with you through Scripture, friends, over and over with 15 different Scripture references. Nowhere did Jesus ever tell his apostles that he loved them. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where God said to anybody that he loved them verbally. Well, Bradley, that's way out there. I've never heard that before. No, the myth is that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. So just keep living your life the way that you're living it, regardless of what you're doing. You're going to go to heaven. Why? Because God loves you and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesus told nobody that he loved them. He only showed them what his love was for them through the cross of Calvary. It's a demonstration. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. Who did he extract that from? None other than Jesus the Christ and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 3:18. And then I shared, friends, as to the 11 of the 12 martyrs, I shared with you as to how they were martyred. See, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for their life. That applies to everybody except Americans in the American professed church. It applies to everybody except the apostles that were used to actually establish that blood-bought covenant called the Bible. See, it applies to everybody. And then we talked about Paul a little bit. And when we were talking about Paul, once we got over to him, I started to share his wonderful life that he experienced while being used to write two-thirds of the New Testament. And it doesn't exactly line up with or reconcile itself with the modern gospel at all, because when you begin to look at what his wonderful life was, well, let's firstly go to the book of Acts, where on the road to Damascus, what did Jesus say to him? Well, he was blinded. 3 days later, he got another guy involved, and he wanted to prophesy to him. And Jesus told him that, listen, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. But here, let me just share with you what Scripture says and how it stands in direct contradiction of what those that preach the myth of the modern gospel that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, God loves you, but again, keep in mind it's through a demonstration in the spiritual and in the natural. You don't see veterans walking around with shirts on that say, I love my American brothers. Nope. You don't see that. You just see their willingness to fight for you by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, right? Yep, it's a demonstration. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. It's a, friends, let me say it this way. Love isn't love until you give it away. And keep in mind, love gives and lust takes. So make the distinction between American love, which it adapts itself to man's fallen nature, and Christ's risen love, which it adapts itself to the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. Okay? But I want you to listen carefully just to blow this out of the water really quick so we can move on from here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us this. It says, verse 24. He said, this is Paul's wonderful life. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes except one. That means he was beaten with 39 stripes. They were whipping him. That's his wonderful life. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. This is his wonderful plan that the professed church in America isn't preaching. And I'm curious to know what Bible they're reading, but isn't it interesting that going to the military today, friends, do you know that the way that they allure young people to serve in the military is what they can get rather than what they can give? It counters everything that John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That is the gospel in the natural, friends. That is real love in the natural and in the spiritual. See, and that's exactly why they end up going overseas and they get into a battle and they end up committing suicide or they get killed. Well, they say, well, we didn't apply for this. That's exactly right. And that's exactly how the modern gospel and the myth of the modern gospel that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, it's to allure you into a spiritual warfare that you're going to be wiped out of if you don't realize what you're putting yourself into. But they don't tell you that because they don't understand it. And that's why I continuously tell you that 300,000 pulpits in America stand down when they should stand up. And I want to tell you why. Because they're not anointed of God. They're not called of God. They're hirelings and they're whores. That's a fact. And the Bible says those that God sends, John 3, guess what? They speaketh the words of God. And they don't pick and choose them, friends, taking them out of context to fit their little graceless lifestyles. That's what they do. I'm sorry. They pick and choose. They remove the cross at every given step. You know, we hear this all the time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Yep. Listen to that again. Because you haven't been taught to know the cross. See, you haven't been taught that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. See, you haven't been taught for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. You haven't been taught by the John the Baptist, the prophets, the greatest prophets born of women, of the day when he said, I must decrease that he might increase. Or that we put on, Romans 13, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Or what about this one in Romans 8? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And then when we go down just a little bit, it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. So therefore, if we're crucified with Christ, we're buried with Christ. And if we're crucified and we're buried with Christ, then there must be a resurrection. And interestingly enough, friends, Scripture tells us that we are called to be witnesses of the Holy One of Israel. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. See, if you're baptized for the dead, then where's the Holy Ghost? And see, what's happening in this country is people, for the most part, easy, hands down, a majority of those that profess Christianity, the Holy Ghost is MIA in their life because they still remain in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. See, folks, but you accept the gospel, that's not the gospel. The message that Jesus gave, and always gave, to his apostles, and the message that was preached through the apostles was what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for what? Your sin before a just and a holy God. How do you know that? By the use of the law, Romans 3:20. To drive you to the foot of the cross, work and do no more. Listen to this. This is the rest of Paul's wonderful life. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Man, where's that wonderful life? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. You know, as D.L. Moody that rightly said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Bingo. You want to know why, friends? Because it's not about you. It's about the Christ that you claim to serve. That's who the world is dying to see, literally, is the Christ that you profess to serve. Let them see him. Bear your cross. What did Jesus say? He who wants to follow me, deny yourself and take the cross. He who loses his life for my sake will find it, and he who finds his life will lose it. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because they love the world. Hey, friends, lose the world and gain your soul and bear your cross. Here's the rest of Paul's wonderful life. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, and in fastings often, and in cold and nakedness. Besides all of those things, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28, that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches that that apostle established. He said, as a matter of fact, in Damascus in verse 32, the governor under Artus, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with the garrison and army desirous to apprehend me. Paul said, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Isn't it interesting how it's always the state that attacks the church? They're responsible for more dead in the history of mankind than anybody else. But isn't it interesting how the state is used to attack the church? That shouldn't be happening in America. That's for sure. But again, you have an evolutionary view of government if you believe that you derive your privileges from the state. You have rights, friends. And keep in mind, those that work in the government, they work for you, not the other way around. And again, keep in mind, we're all ruled by God's moral law called common law in the United States of America. Going to take a quick break. Hour 2 coming up.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.